We've already had the Nines last weekend with the Eels winning. We've got the Charity Shield at 5:30 at ANZ Stadium. The Dragons naming a full-strength lineup there. And then up in Brisbane at Suncorp, we've got a big, big crowd expected for the 7:30 kickoff of the All-Stars match, the Indigenous All-Stars, up against the world.
The All-Stars.
And leading the world, the best prop in the world.
He's from the other side of the world.
He's from the other side of the world, and he joins us on the program, James Graham. G'day, James.
Hey, James. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. You excited?
I am, actually, yeah. Like you say, expecting a huge crowd, and any time you play in front of a big crowd, it's a pretty special feeling, so I can't wait to get out there on Saturday.
A lot of talk about it. Always is.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. I think there's been some headlines in why this game might not go ahead in years to come, but you know, for me, like it's not just about that game. Like the whole week, it's a great week to be a part of and to actually experience firsthand the impact that you can have on people's lives. And just this event, the game at the end of the week is just the showpiece thing for it. But it's an absolutely huge week to be a part of.
Yeah, it's an important week. It's a week where we celebrate the contribution the Indigenous person has made to the game of rugby league. But, James, as part of the world team, do you get involved in all the activities that the Indigenous guys do as well in the community?
I don't think we're quite as heavily involved, but we still do the school visits and the youth summit that went ahead yesterday. But we're not quite as busy as our opposition. But still, I still think we managed to have a really good impact on that greater community up here.
James, it's probably just a shame the game that you play is so physical now. I mean, that's really the only discussion as to why it shouldn't go ahead, isn't it? That there's the chance of injury.
I guess there's that, and there's some financial aspect to it as well. On regards to injury, I don't know. I think we've seen this week poor Boyd Cordner go down in injury in training. These things happen. It's the nature of the beast. It's part of what we do. So I guess from my point of view, you can't actually go in thinking, oh, I might get injured. If it happens, it happens.
Geez, I saw you wrap it up Wayne Bennett Deluxe too, James. You haven't what about you? You haven't missed the opportunity to jump on board with your new country coach.
No, mate, I've got to be smart, haven't I? Keep a smile on his face, keep positive with him. So, I want to be a part of it. So anything I can do to get my name on that flight list, I'm going to be doing it.
You'll be right.
Have you had much to do with him in the past? And I guess, James, what's your impressions now?
This week last year for the All-Stars last year. That's the only experience of them. But, you know, he instantly gains respect, that's for sure. Even in the limited time I've had with him, I know that straight away. That's something that comes with him. Moving forward to England, I guess it's just unfortunate we have to wait a little while till we get the chance to actually do something as a country again. That's the international game and this code for you, but I'm really looking forward to where we can go as a group come October, November time.
James, can I ask about the interchange, mate? You've been quoted as saying you're not convinced.
I don't know if I'm not convinced. I just don't know what's going to happen, I guess. I'm just a bit of intrigue there.
It's to slow you big blokes down, obviously.
Well, I guess that's what they're trying to do, but I guess the question is eight enough? If that's what they are trying to do,
yes.
Like I said, you know, if we get two less substitutions and we've got to get to the scrum a little bit quicker, I can't see, you know, the coaches of the game, people like Des Haslett, accepting that as an excuse for a lapse in defence. So, if that's what they are, if that's what is being trying to be done, then I don't know. And like I said, you know, I think there is still, like last year, years gone by, they've said it's to help the little guys, and I guess, well, I always thought they were having a pretty good impact on the game anyway. So
they're hard for you to grab hold of, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. especially when you're tired.
Yeah. Look, it's an aspect of the game I think most people love, that the little man trying eventually to exploit a big bloke like yourself, James. But the other one is, James, the play the ball. Have you been doing – have you changed – well, a couple of things. Have you changed your training to help with the interchange, and how much emphasis is making sure you try and touch that ball with your feet in the play the ball?
It has actually, we're fortunate enough, I think, like most NRL clubs, we get the referees to come in and officiate sort of some 13-on-13 at training. So there's been a couple of penalties blown for what they described as roll ball. And I think at first the boys thought this was Dez telling them to just blow a few stupid penalties to see how we react. But then we asked them and they said, no, this is something we're instructed to look at. So right. I guess we'll see. It's a tough one because, you know, you could probably look at 90% of play the balls and say, oh, he hasn't touched it. But it's going to be an interesting one when it's a full proper NRL game to if those penalties get blown. Yeah. I guess people will be on the lookout, that's for sure.
And James, finally on the Doggies and Dez, everything under control there?
Yeah, I think so, mate. Pre-season's been really good. Everybody's getting on and ripping in, training hard, full of optimism for the season ahead. Very highly motivated after dipping out or going out, you know, relatively early in the playoffs last year. So everybody at the club's really looking forward to this year, and you know, I just can't wait to get started now.
And Desi, new ideas?
Possibly, but I don't think you'd be too happy if I told you about them. So. I'll just keep that one to myself.
Good on you, James. Thanks for your time this morning, mate. Enjoy the weekend.
Lad. Cheers, lads. Take it easy.
Good on you, James Graham. He's a good fella, and it'll be a lot of fun for the guys up there.
Yeah, it is. This test match is underway over there at the Basin Reserve in Wellington. We won the toss. We've elected to have a bowl. 1 for 17. One for 17. Hazelwood took the wicket, so he's got 1 for 9. He picked that wicket up in only his second over, and now
caught behind it was.
Yeah, Williamson comes to the crease, and so that's what I mean. The wicket. Well,
it'll show the replay here.
It looks pretty green, doesn't it?
Oh, there's a definite tinge, mate. It's been cut. Here we go. Just rolling across, just left Latham slightly.
Slightly.
So just with an angle and just a little bit more, grabbing the outside edge. So. It's that length that Hazelwood bowls, and because he's a tall man, he gets a little bit more bounce as well. So that's a good delivery, making the most of that green pitch. And, you know, I tweeted out, I just sort of said that if you're going to leave a pitch green and you lose the toss, there's good movement there. So if you're going to leave it green, lose the toss, you take that risk. And you're going to have to use every bit of technique you've got as a batsman. And you're going to need a little bit of luck to get through that first session. So it'll be hard batting.